sacred rituals, and a cosmic community to enchant your mystical life. This podcast feels like soulful conversations by the fire and under the desert stars, as if you are hanging with your best friends, talking about purpose, the cosmos, and the divine journey we are all on. My name is Anna Alich, and this is the Topanga Moon Podcast. This is Topanga Moon Podcast, your home for spirituality, life chats, design, fashion, and even wedding planning, which is what we're going to be talking about today. This is a solo episode all about how I'm planning a wedding in 4 months. Impossible, many people say. Definitely not impossible. Definitely intentional. So I'm going to get into all of it, my behind the scenes tips and tricks, everything, all the good stuff. How's everyone doing? We are in spring, so happy spring equinox. I am so happy that we are in the spring season. That means we are so much closer to summer, and summer is when I thrive and when the wedding is and all of the fun things, but I am so here for spring, the spring energy. It feels like everything is blooming and possibilities are around the corner and just so much light, bright energy and flowers and spring blooms and all the things. So happy spring equinox. And actually next week on March 25th or March 24th, 25th, depending on where you are, there is going to be a full moon in Libra, which is going to be so amazing. Such a beautiful full moon. Libra is all about design and love and balance and harmony and everything, just beauty. So that's going to be great. And it's also a lunar eclipse. And that is right before the big event, which is the total solar eclipse on April the 8th. Now, this is going to be a big event. It is just going to be such an incredible thing to witness. So I'm definitely going to find an area that has the best visibility. And I think that if you are in the Toronto area, if you drive out to Hamilton or Buffalo or anywhere kind of there, or even like Kingston and those areas, there is a better chance of visibility for this total solar eclipse, and you want to see it in its full force, of course, doing it properly, making sure you know how to actually watch it with all the proper gear. But I am so excited for it. I think it's going to be this really beautiful, magical event in the sky, and I'll share more about it on a later episode, or even like the something leading up to it. I will talk a little bit more about it because today is not the episode for that, but I just think it's really cool that it's coming up, and I definitely want to be a part of it and witnessing it. It's just gonna be such a magical moment that we get to witness this, you know, moment of darkness. And I hear that there's these like fractal lights that come through and everything just looks so dreamy. So I'm really excited to experience it. And it also happens the day after my bridal shower, which is so interesting. I feel like so many incredible cosmic events are happening around the wedding, and just more indication that it is right on time. This is totally when we're supposed to be doing it. All these just like magical signs and just how everything is falling into place. And I really believe that that's a sign that, you know, this is all meant to be. And I really, really feel that. So that's really cool. So yes, planning a wedding in 4 months, a little crazy. But definitely doable and possible. And we just didn't want to wait. I really wanted to get married in June because it's my favorite month. I just love June so much. I love the energy of June. It's my birthday month. It's just such a gorgeous time in the summertime. And I knew that, you know, even before we got engaged, before the proposal, I was like secretly planning it all in my mind, because that's what you do when you're a stylist and you're used to planning events and all these things. Of course, I've been like planning this for the past couple months secretly, or like just like subtly. But I knew that I wanted to do it at my parents' villa in Croatia. It's just the most gorgeous setting. It's such a beautiful place. I knew it was just such a special place to have a wedding, and knowing that my parents moved there a couple years ago, and just so many people from my family were already there. And I just always like wanted to have this like coastal European wedding. I thought it would be so beautiful and special and so incredibly meaningful. So I knew the venue, and when me and Jesse went last summer to Croatia to see this villa for the first time, and we stayed there, it was just like, yes, this is it. Like, you know, I had him convinced. And I mean, we didn't really like know exactly when we were going to do all of this, but I just had it in my mind. I knew that this was like the perfect place. So knowing that I had the venue, and I run my parents' Airbnb listing, so I was able to kind of block off some dates just in case and have everything ready to go that way. And I really wanted to do it in June because it's just my favorite month. I love the weather in Croatia in June. It's just so perfect. When I think of weddings, I think of June. I knew that that was like the best time to do it. I didn't know the date yet. But I also figured like it wasn't high season, so people traveling to the wedding, they wouldn't have to be paying these like increased costs during August and July, or July and August. And also rentals around in the area would be at a lower cost. Like everything is a little bit less expensive if you're traveling to Europe in June. So those were all things in my mind. I wanted to do it at the end of the month just in case people had kids in school, they can maybe pull them out just like a week beforehand. All of these things were in my mind. So I thought, I was looking at the summer solstice as a possible date because I just love that date. This year falls on a Thursday, so that didn't feel right. It was June 20th. That number didn't feel right. So I was like, okay, maybe we'll just do it, you know, 2 days after June 22nd. It's a Saturday. It's just after the summer solstice, but it's like the second last weekend of the month, and 22 just felt really good. Like it sounded really good to me. I love 22. I often see 222. So that all just felt really, really right. So that was the date that I had in my mind. And I know that if you're going to Europe and you can have a wedding kind of any day of the week because everyone's traveling, but just something about a Saturday just feels so right to me. I don't know, maybe it's just because we're so used to going to weddings on Saturdays, but it just, I don't know, had to be that Saturday. And then afterwards, after we chose the date and we knew it was going to be that date, and I kind of checked in with family to just see like, you think this is possible? Like, is this a good date for most people? Like, all that kind of stuff. So after we've already settled on the date and just like, you know, how it sounded, June 22nd, I was looking up like, oh, I wonder when the full moon is in June, because I didn't actually look up the date for that. And of course, the full moon, the full strawberry moon in Europe will be on June 22nd. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, like, it's also going to be a full moon, and you all know how I love my full moons and my new moons. So it was just another sign that this is such a beautiful date for us to get married. So I'm looking more into, like, you know, the meaning behind the strawberry full moon. I also love that it's the strawberry full moon. I just think everything about this is just really, really amazing. So I'm looking it up and I'm reading, okay, an alternative European names for this full moon include the honeymoon and the mead moon. June was traditionally the month of marriage and is even named after the Roman goddess of marriage, Juno. Following marriage comes the honeymoon, which may be tied to this alternative name for this moon. So that was another thing that I was like, wow. So not only is this the full moon, but it's also in Europe considered the honeymoon, and it's connected to marriages. Like, you can't even, like, make that up. Like, you can't even, it couldn't have been more perfect for me and, like, who I am that this all perfectly aligned. And I just always think about, like, when we feel called to certain things and we don't even know why, it's like there's always that reason. And I just think this is so special and just, like, creates a whole other element. So this idea of honey being associated with our wedding date as well, and it's just all so magical. I just loved it. So as soon as I read that and I knew all of this, you know, having it be the full moon, I just knew it was perfect. So that's the date, and that's why we chose it. Yeah, so we didn't want to wait, and I knew that I wanted to get married in 2024. I knew it wanted to be in June. So of course, if we were getting engaged on Valentine's Day, then you only have 4 months to plan. And really, it's actually, you only have like a month or two to plan, because you have to set everything in motion before the actual date. So it's such a quick turnaround. And I think because of my years either styling or designing other people's weddings or doing this for events, styling, you know, movies, and that takes so much coordination, planning, and quick turnarounds, and, like, you know, creating miracles out of, you know, these situations. I just knew that it was all possible. It just would take a lot of research, a lot of creative thinking, and just making decisions quickly. And I think that that really helped me with this process, and also made it more exciting. And since I already had kind of this vision of the design, we had the venue already. So anyone who is trying to plan something like a wedding, it's usually because the venue is maybe not available and you have to wait a year or two for something like that. But if you have the venue, or if you can find a creative solution for this, for the venue, then it's all totally possible. I even think if someone gave me a year to plan, I would probably just do it 4 months in advance anyways. So yeah, so I already had the aesthetic in my mind. I really wanted to go along with what the villa already looked like. There's this beautiful combination of old and new, this, like, really gorgeous old stonework that makes me think of, like, the south of France, or, like, you know, coastal old world, kind of like that chateau, like a stone, and it's not like a farmhouse vibe, but it's like a stone chateau. Like, that's what it really felt like to me. And then the newer part, which is all like the inside and the rest of the home, has these new elements. So it's that mixture of old and new, which is really beautiful, and just really sticking with that rustic, classic old world European charm. So I wanted to keep everything kind of in that. And there's, like, a gorgeous pool at the villa as well. So it's like that turquoise blue. And my parents use this gorgeous, like, gold, like, tiling inside the pool. And because of that, it's like the color of the water is like light and blue, like it's like a light blue, and it's just so beautiful. And I think going with those tones, going with that kind of like that like old world like French blue coloring for the whole wedding, and sticking with those themes and kind of like a little bit of Victorian-esque styling, because it just goes with the location, and using a lot, like there's a lot of whites and blues, bluish purples in the flowers all around, and then there's green shutters at the villa as well. So everything will kind of be in those tones, like the blues, the like, you know, purple bluey colors, lots of whites and lots of greens, and those are the colors I'm choosing and sticking with. Usually I go for something like pink, but I really want to honor the area and use what's there. The location is just so beautiful with all the stonework and all of these different elements that not much needs to be done to make it, you know, this gorgeous aesthetic. So we're really lucky with that. So anyone that's like creating a wedding on a budget or wanting to design something, it's like, if you can find a location that's already doing so much of the work for you, meaning it's just so stunning and has such an incredible just feeling when you're there and a beautiful aesthetic already, you don't have to do much in terms of decor. It's harder when you're given like a blank space or just like an empty hall to fill it with things to make it really beautiful, as opposed to finding the location that already has everything that you're kind of needing, and then you're just like filling in with like smaller details to heighten the already, you know, the beauty that's already there. And if you're looking to have a smaller wedding, which we were, even though we're going to have a second wedding as well for people here in Canada, mostly Jesse's side of the family, which is going to be just like more of like a country wedding, not so much wedding, but like a ceremony. We wanted to have a smaller one over in Europe, and just, you know, if you are doing something that's smaller, finding an Airbnb even that allows you to have weddings is such a great idea and option. And you can just transform like this, like a beautiful courtyard, or like, even a friend of mine, she did that in Joshua Tree, renting a location, and the home and like the surroundings were so beautiful. It just didn't take much to decorate it. So there's so many like unique creative places and venues that you can choose for a wedding that go outside the norm, but are also just so like such an amazing, you know, option for people. So yeah, having that, and I think the biggest part in designing anything in a short time frame is having those major elements that you really want that are the non-negotiables, and then having the other elements in your list that are things that you can just compromise with or just maybe not invest in as much. For me, my number one non-negotiable was the venue over everything. And it's just because I knew that it had this special feeling and aesthetic. It checked all the boxes. It's in our family. It's so special. It's such a unique place. It's the exact look that I wanted. It was just like, no, this is where we're going to get married, at this villa. So that was my number one non-negotiable. There was even a moment where we didn't know if we would be able to get a caterer, because, you know, there's so many caterers that were booked up years in advance, and it's such a busy month to have weddings. And I also think that this year, 2024, is a really busy year for weddings. Apparently it's a really good year for weddings and romance and love because of the Venus transits. So yeah, like we didn't know if we were going to get one. We did get one, but there was a moment too where we had to, you know, become creative again and be like, well, how are we going to still have the wedding at the villa while maybe having to go to a restaurant for the dinner portion. And I think my only compromise with that was it had to be like in walking distance and local. And so, and there is this like really cool restaurant that's local. So if we did have to do it that way, we could just like walk down and then do all of the desserts, everything else at the villa and like the dancing and all of that portion. But I just really needed most of the day to be at the villa. So that was my only compromise. Luckily, I didn't have to do that. Everything is going to be there. We got an amazing caterer and we're designing everything around the villa. So that was my number one non-negotiable. I think when you're planning something really quickly or just in general, having those top non-negotiables that are really important to you and knowing your why behind it just makes the planning process a lot smoother, because you can communicate like, why is this one element so important to you? So yeah, and everyone was on board, so that's where we're having it. I think my second most important element of designing a wedding would be my dress, especially as a stylist, as someone who's worked in costume designing, as someone who loves clothing so much and fashion. And it's interesting because I didn't anticipate that I would know exactly the style of dress that I wanted, but after kind of doing like some casual online research, I started to see what certain bridal shops were offering and what were the trends. And then I was like looking on TikTok one evening and I found, TikTok is a great resource and an overwhelming resource at the same time, because there is like a whole wedding TikTok aspect, but I love it. And that's where I found this one designer that, you know, a lot of people were talking about, and I just fell in love with the dresses. It's Kim Casas. And just, I fell in love with like the style of the dresses. So not necessarily ever thinking that I would go with the actual, that specific design, but just seeing like, oh, there's like such a cool different style that's out there that not a lot of other people are doing. So then when I figured out kind of like the style that I loved, then it was like the search was on to see how I could create it, but within my own unique vision. And I think I finally settled through many late night research that I wanted to do something that was more semi-custom. So something that I found this amazing designer, and we're kind of using elements of the styles that she already offers, but then kind of mixing them together to create the very specific style and design that I know that looks really good on me. I know that that's my style. I know that goes with the whole, you know, aesthetic that I'm creating. And that's kind of how I landed on the dress. That's still kind of like in the works, and maybe things will change, but at this moment, something in the semi-custom, which really worked for me, wanting something very, very unique and in my style, and represented me. And just, I also kind of knew what styles looked really good on me and what styles didn't look good on me without even having to try on, just because of my knowledge of the styling world. So that was, a little bit easier to understand. I also have like a visual design brain. So something that I can do that has helped me with, you know, all of my styling work is that visually I can see something in my mind and I'll know how it looks like on a body. Like I'll know how it would look like on me for the most part. It's very rare that I have like, I'm totally like, you know, off with that, but I can visualize things, design. I can visualize a design scape, tablescape, clothing, all of that in my mind and know how it's going to turn out before I physically do it. So that's a little, I don't know. It's something that I just do. I've always done. And I think that's what, you know, even draws me to this work. So yeah, that was my second one. And then there's like elements that weren't, you know, really super essential that I could like take it or leave it. Things like, and I didn't want anything that was too done. So I want like an undone, done, like wedding design. I don't want anything that looks too trendy or weddingy or like, I don't know, like I'm not going to do any signage around. I just want it to look like a really beautifully kind of curated, styled event. Something that is just looks a little bit more natural and, you know, still put together and still thought out, but not like perfectly aligned and everything looks, you know, over the top perfect and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not going to have any archways. I'm not going to do any signage. Any of those like traditional tropes of what you would see at a wedding. And because of that, I'm not, you know, and also I'm not going to really go big into like the stationary aspect. Something that I've just been doing is like ordering designs off of Etsy that you can customize yourself and then get printed yourself. And that's what I've been doing, just finding things I like for, you know, a really, really low cost and then just getting them printed. Yeah, like even like a wedding invitation, for some people that's like a super important element. For me, it really isn't. Like, I can't remember any of the wedding invites I've ever received in my life. Like, that's something that doesn't stick out to me. So I don't want to put too much of my budget or costs into something like that. I'd rather have that into like put that into elements that are going to make you like make the day more memorable, like have more of an experience, put that more into the table decor or, you know, finding the right photographer, all of those kinds of things that are just more meaningful to me and things that people will remember. So things like that, I'm like, you know, whatever. It's not a huge deal. If anything, I could just print out one really beautiful one and use that for photos, but it's not something that I'm going to like hire a illustrator to create custom stationery for me, even though for some people that's totally like what they want to do. And maybe they have like a budget for that, but it's not a make it or break it for my designs. So yeah, the decor and the planning is all me. And I know that a lot of people use wedding planners or wedding stylists. And that is something that I'm doing all myself. So that is a big cost that I'm saving. It's because I have experience in it and I've done it for other people. So I can't even imagine, like I wouldn't go and look for somebody to do that because I like to do it and I would just relay everything that I wanted and would end up doing it anyway. So yeah, so all the decor and planning is myself. Even for the flowers, I'm going to be, I designed tablescapes with my friend Marissa and that's what we do. So this is just like another event that we're going to be designing a tablescape for, essentially. So even with the flowers, I'm just going to order wholesale what I'm looking for and design everything leading up to it and basically decorating all the tables myself with my family, of course, and my friends helping me. But yeah, that was something that definitely will save costs. But I think having a wedding stylist is really essential for anybody, especially if you are doing something in a shorter amount of time or just you need help making those decisions, and you're maybe overwhelmed with all the different choices, all the different looks. There are things that, because of my styling background, I've been able to be really creative with and crafty with, and finding things, putting things together that like you would never think of, or finding vendors in such a unique way. Like, there's just so many things that I've picked up that I think is like so essential and would help anybody in terms of styling their wedding. And this is something that I'm, you know, considering offering as a service as well, even if it's just like a styling consultation for the wedding, because it really does help. And it really, I think in the end, could save somebody a lot of money, because it's like, you know exactly the look you're going for, and then you're not, you can find like the right vendors, and you can find the right stuff for you, and they'll just like help point you in the right direction. I think it's invaluable. I think it's a really essential thing, especially if that's, you know, maybe styling is not specifically in your wheelhouse. It could really be amazing, especially if you're thinking like you're putting so much money into the location, the food, the photographers. Like, you want to like showcase the best, especially if you want something to look a certain way. And I think wedding stylists can work within all different budgets and help you kind of create a vision with whatever budget you're looking for. So yeah, highly recommend. And I think a big thing with that is that I've been able to make choices really fast. I think that has really helped with this, you know, planning something in 4 months. You don't really have the time to like go back and forth. Something that I've been doing, which has helped me a lot, is that I do tons of research. I am a 5-1 in human design. One is the researcher. So researching is my specialty. So I have done so much research. I have my Google Docs. I have my mood boards. I have my color schemes. I have all of it. So before I reach out to anybody to work with me on the design of this wedding or anything like that, that I need, any services that I actually need, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know the budget I'm working with. I do tons of research ahead of time because I don't want to be asking so many different vendors, especially with my like time frame. What are your prices? Are you available? All these kinds of things. If I'm reaching out to somebody, then it's like I'm almost like 95% sure that I'm going to be working with that person, because I've already done so much research ahead of time. I know that they're, you know, this is what I did with the designer for the dress and also for the photographer. It's like I know they like vision I have, and I know already by looking at these people's work that they can work with me and execute that vision. So yeah, finding people who already are doing the style that you want and doing tons of research beforehand to be like, okay, so you don't have to like, I don't know, I've seen girls go to like 10 different bridal shops to look for their dress, and I'm like, I don't know. It just seems like at that point you can have decision fatigue where there's too many choices. Even for me, I am only going to, you know, one bridal shop kind of for fun. And to just see, maybe they'll even have like an after party dress or things like that. But I am not going to go to like 10 of them because I've already looked up at every single bridal shop what designers they have, what styles they have. Is that the style that looks good on me? Of course, places can surprise you. And of course, if that's something that you want to do that you need to do, that's, you know, everyone's different. But when you're doing something in a shorter time frame, just making those decisions quickly is really, really essential, and having all of the data. And you can do so much research online. Like, I've even gone down like Reddit forums to find out certain dress prices. So that has helped me in seeing like, okay, is this within my budget? Like, all these kinds of things. So I think that's so important to do as much research as you can online and know what you want. And that is where a stylist will definitely come into play. Having a really amazing photographer for me is really important. I knew that videography was something that I didn't necessarily want to hire, which is funny because I work in the film industry. You'd think that I would really want a wedding video, but no, I have a Super 8 camera. I'm going to be asking a friend to just do some clips of the wedding with a Super 8. Everyone's going to have their iPhones. Everyone's going to be recording stuff. I can edit a video afterwards with all of that. So I'm not worried. that was not, you know, on my list at all. So the photographer, though, was really important and essential to me. And I wanted to find someone from Croatia. That was also really important. I wanted to work with as many people as I possibly could that were from Croatia. I think it really just like adds to it being a Croatian European aesthetic wedding. And also it's just amazing to work with people locally. I think it's so essential, like, and finding those, you know, independent designers or people that are working in the area. Basically everything that we're getting is from Croatia, besides the dress, because of course I have to get that made and done before I go, but everything else. So I was specifically looking for someone from Croatia, and I found our photographer. She's incredible. I'm so excited. I am just like so happy. It's like it couldn't be more perfect in terms of her style, and yeah, and she's local, so that is amazing. And I'm so excited to just like work with her and create with her. So that was high on my list. I wanted to make sure. And I, you know, I did my research beforehand, looked at photographers' websites, got a feel for like the style that I wanted. I knew I wanted something editorial. I knew I wanted something that wasn't, you know, your traditional photography. I knew I wanted some film in that. So yeah, had my list, and that just makes it so much easier when you're looking. And I did tons of research beforehand before I reached out, and yeah, all worked out and it all is coming together really beautifully. So that was another thing too. I was like, oh, am I gonna find someone in this time frame? But you just gotta ask and see. Okay, so I guess another important aspect of planning something really quickly, a 4-month planning of a wedding, is inviting people to the wedding. So we don't even have our official invites out at the moment, but this is something that, you know, I talked to some of my family beforehand just to see like, hey, is this even possible if I do it at this time? And then after that, I just, you know, prayed that everyone that was meant to be there would be there, and that they would find a way, and who was meant to be with us would on that day. I was pretty set on it being this June, and I knew that that came with maybe some people not being able to come. I guess that was like a risk I was willing to take, and just knowing that we have this like other ceremony that people can come to here in Canada, so that was another option for all of these other people who couldn't come. So yeah, and just like knowing that, I think at the end of the day, no matter when you plan your event, your wedding, you will never, ever, ever please everybody. And knowing your non-negotiables, and mine was that specific time of year and the venue. Those are my non-negotiables, pretty much, which is so funny that it's more than my actual wedding dress. So having that in mind, knowing that it was just like the right place for us, and it just all felt really special and spiritual and just very blessed that, you know, whoever is meant to be there will be there. And yeah, and like putting, like taking the, that kind of burden of trying to make, please every single person in your life, and just like knowing that. And especially like finding out all that information about like why that date was so specific and perfect for us, that no matter when we would have it, there may be people that won't be able to come, and that is okay. And it is all divine, and it is all right on time. So, and it was my non-negotiable. So that's all. You have to do what you love. You have to create something that you really love. You have to be, and I don't want to say selfish, but you have to, you know, have a vision for yourself and ask for what you want and know that it's okay and know that it comes with maybe some consequences. But at the end of the day, this is like your like special, amazing day, and you have to love it, and you have to love the place that you're getting married in and the time and all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, and I think ours is turning out really, really incredibly. So I'm super happy. Yeah, I think that's kind of all of my, everything I can share right now in terms of where I'm at with all of the process. I'm also designing a bridal shower, which is going to be kind of like a Marie Antoinette tea party, let them eat cake kind of vision of a bridal party, which is really, really fun. Once again, designing it, having some fun elements there too, which I'll definitely share. And yeah, just like designing all aspects of this has been really fun. I feel like as a stylist, this is my Super Bowl. Like this is my, my like the like biggest styled event of that I'll ever do. And it's kind of crazy that as a stylist, I decided that I would do it in 4 months, which doesn't give me time really that much time to make it my Super Bowl, but I think it's turning out pretty incredible. And yeah, so that's everything in terms of how to plan a wedding in 4 months. You just kind of have to do it, pick the date, go for it, get creative, have your non-negotiables, and everything will start to fill in as time goes on. And yeah, I am excited to share more about all of my dresses. I got my like after party dress and all these other fun things, but that I'm going to share more on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, because of course you want to see it all, right? You want to see the design, the decor, all the things. And then maybe like also eventually like a list of all of the vendors that I use. I've definitely been utilizing Etsy a ton. Etsy's been amazing. And just scouring the internet and getting super creative. Like, for example, I'm making my own table runner for my bridal shower, which is very, very unique. I can't wait to show everyone that because I couldn't find it. So I'm going to go make it. Yeah, so that's everything for this episode. I hope you enjoyed my chat about all things wedding planning in 4 months. If you have any questions, please send me a note. This is definitely like a service that I think I'm going to be offering in the future. I think it'd be so much fun to do video consultations, styling consultations with people who are having events, having weddings, all kinds of things. If you need some help, I have some tricks up my sleeve. That's definitely for sure. And I would love to share that with everybody. So I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. Check back for, there's going to be a full moon meditation. So full moon in Libra meditation, probably launching on Sunday. So come back to the podcast to check that out. All right. I'll talk to you soon. I hope you have a beautiful day.